your show. You can take control of the airwaves this live Saturday edition as we launch here in hour number three of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Oh, wow. What a first two hours of the show.
For have we ever had a two-hour interview?
We have. Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com was the only other one we've ever had. This one was...
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
I really, you know, I mean, I could do this show for hours and hours at the, on end, talking to people and talking to you and reading the news and that kind of thing. But I almost said nothing. I am exhausted.
Well, you did get up early. You've been moving today. You're moving to a new house and everything.
But I can, you know, my brain was working harder. I was trying, you know, the moderation, the, you know, I don't know. I felt like I was holding it all up on my shoulders.
Well, anyway.
Very weird.
If you missed it, we'll post the archive later at freetalklive.com. It returns to our normal format where you can call in about anything. So we go continuing here with your calls. Let's see. Matt is on the line in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Actually, I got in kind of late, and I started listening, and I heard, the guy's name was Jack talking.
Jack Thompson.
Yes, Jack Thompson.
So, yeah. So if I make a point that's already been made, I apologize. But I wanted to tell him, and he's not on the show anymore, so I'll tell you, that I heard him talking about some scientific study and some statistics, and after 48 years of listening to scientific studies and statistics, I don't believe them anymore. I just think that they're just, somebody has an agenda, person with that agenda pays the scientists and the statisticians that come up with these statistics.
Yeah, you're
that's
pretty much on target there. I mean, and you heard,
I often feel that way. I don't, you know, can't prove it or say anything like that, but you know, it's lies, damn lies, and statistics.
Well, and you also heard Danny LaDonne from PlayingColumbine.com bat other statistics back at him. So, you know, one side
will always be, statistics. And it's a way to sound informed about an issue.
One side has theirs, the other side has theirs. Who's to know who's right? Well, it, you know, really doesn't matter in the wash, because if Jack Thompson gets his way and he gets these video game regulations that will regulate store clerks, he pretty much admitted to understanding that that wasn't really going to keep these games out of the hands of kids. That there's no real way to keep these games out of the hands of kids. So really, what is all this about? I don't get it. I mean, it's symbolic more than anything.
I think it's about control. It's about certain people wanting to control other people's lives.
But
that's wrong.
But don't they understand that it won't work? I mean, Jack Thompson understands this, but I imagine some of his proponents don't. You know, it's not going to work. You can pass the most restrictive video game sales legislation you want to. It'll just push the game distribution to the internet, and kids will just have their big brother go and buy it for them. It's not going to stop anybody.
Right. And the other point I wanted to make, again, it has to do with my age. I've been around for 48 years. And when I was in high school, when I was a teenager, rock and roll music made people commit suicide.
Yeah, you know, kids were found in cars wrapped around telephone poles that they'd obviously hit going 90 miles an hour, but still the radio was intact singing, "Highway to Hell!"
Yeah, right.
They'd scare the death, the bejesus out of us in school with those things.
Those kind of stories, and the 80s TV was making people go out and commit crimes. Dungeons and Dragons is another one. There's always some kind of excuse that people are using for the stupidity or the...
Matthew, before you go on, let me read a quote to you real good, real quick. It's great. Badly drawn and badly written and badly printed, a stain on the young eyes and young nervous systems, the effect of these pulp paper nightmares is that of a violent stimulant. Their crude blacks and reds spill in a child's natural sense of color. Their hypodermic injection of sex and murder make the child impatient with better and quieter stories, unless we want a coming generation even more ferocious than the present one. Parents and teachers throughout America must band together to break the comic magazine.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's 1940, exactly Sterling North.
Yep. That was about Superman or something.
Yeah, it was about comic books. I mean, it's just it's ludicrous. He was convinced that the blacks and reds would warp the young kids' minds, and they would become ferocious
And
well, you're making my point for me.
Yeah, well, that was my intent.
I don't trust statistics, and all this what's causing this is the kids that do it.
Yep.
And they're going to do it whether they're playing violent video games or not.
Now, Matt, you've got teenage daughters, right? I mean, what would your policy be with if they'd wanted to play games that were violent like Grand Theft Auto? How would you have handled that as a parent?
Well, my son plays it.
Okay.
My son's 14 years old. He plays Grand Theft Auto 4. He's played all the Grand Theft Auto movies. He did do something stupid. He just today when I went to pick them up and I took them out, my ex informed me that he was running out in front of cars and making them slam on their brakes.
Really?
And, yes, that was stupid, but I don't think that happens in any of these games.
Oh, yeah, if you run out in front of a car, they slam on their brakes in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
I don't think that one can correlate them.
Yeah, you know? I don't think it's correlated either. I think it was a stupid thing that a bunch of
silly teenage kids.
Teenage kids did, and I told them, I said, look, don't be stupid. You're going to end up in a hospital.
Or worse, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, Matt,
well,
any other thoughts?
That getting hit by a car would probably have been the worst thing that could happen in that situation.
Well, he could have died by the car accident, and that would have been worse.
Right.
Matt, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it, dude. 800-259-9231. Sure, there are going to be instances of kids doing some dumb crap that
Absolutely.
May have been influenced by something they saw in some sort of pop culture, like the video games or the movies or the television. There's always that chance, but it all comes back down to parental guidance and helping your kids understand the difference between reality and fantasy. I never had a problem. My parents never even had to sit out with me and tell me, now look, Ian, this is just a video game. It's not real. It's just a game. Of course, you know, then again, I started when I was, the Nintendo Entertainment System or Atari 2600 is when I started. So maybe someone could make the suggestion that, well, now because games are so photorealistic that kids might be confused. But I don't think kids are as stupid as adults make them out to be. I think adults, you know, they've been around longer, and so they think that, well, we know better than these kids. And I think kids are, I think you don't give them enough credit. A lot of adults just don't give kids enough credit. And I think that they're much smarter than you believe that they actually are. And I think they should be treated that way. They should be treated.
I think that they largely understand
adults.
What fiction is. And, you know, maybe some of them want to live out some of the fiction that they've read or some of the news stories that they've heard. And I think that it would be ludicrous to say that everything that we, you know, encounter in life doesn't have some kind of effect on us. Yeah, I think that violent movies, violent video games, I think that they can have effect on people. And I think that, you know, maybe they act more violently, but. You know, those are
people
decisions.
That were disturbed to begin with.
Well, I remember I had some friends, and when we'd watch the kung fu movies, we'd and like you know hit each other and do the jumping up and down and have a good time with it all. And you know, can it get out of hand? Sure, it's horseplay, and
that's
can
what
happen.
Kids do.
But I think that you're taking it way too far to say, well, that person doesn't understand reality. Like they've lost it. Like they're training and simulating. No, there's some people that are going to do crazy killing things and they're going to do them with or without video games, with or without comic books, with or without Dungeons and Dragons and all this other nonsense. And to blame it on the other thing, that extraneous source is foolish.
Yeah.
The fact is when you have 6 billion people on the planet or 300 million people in the United States, what you're going to have is anomalies. You're going to have people whose brains are effed up, you know, and unfortunately they're going to get treated in scenarios like they're, you know, dorks in the Columbine situation. These kids were kind of picked on a bit, and that's not going to go well for a kid. Everybody knows what it's like to get picked on, and they know what it's like, you know, what kind of revenge you want to get. Maybe there should have been better discipline in the school. That's not really, you know, certainly the parents should have been supervising better.
Some balls were definitely dropped, but it was not the fault of id Software and Doom.
No.
That was not what caused Columbine.
Ludicrous.
All right, 800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment still on this or whatever's on your mind. Otherwise, coming up, we got a TSA story that actually involves a passenger starting some stuff this time. We'll explain here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8820.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. This is the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you want to lose weight but not permanently change your diet, go to notfatanymore.com. They've got a system that, it requires you to cut out eating fatty foods, but only for a little while, and then you can go back to doing it. So notfatanymore.com. You can read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. Notfatanymore.com.
800-259-9231. Okay, to Becky Akers at lourockwell.com. Becky Akers is kind of somebody who's really Johnny on the spot when it comes to crazy TSA hell stories, just awful people having awful experiences in the airport with the TSA. She brings you the story pretty much every single time, so here's another one that I had not heard about. When it comes to sheer asininity, says Ms. Akers, the Transportation Security Administration usually beats passengers by a long shot. But on May 10th, a woman as dim-witted as your average screener handed the TSA an excuse to shut down Buffalo Niagara International Airport. Look for the agency to offer this bozo a job. She's definitely management material. Described only as a woman in her late 50s, our numbskull remains unidentified. That should protect her from angry passengers who missed connections or had to rent hotel rooms, but it also compels us to invent a name. Dumbo comes to mind. And it isn't a reference to her size, either. Dumbo confused the exit from the airport's secure area, as the TSA dubs those parts under its tyranny, with the entrance to the checkpoint. She didn't realize that she'd bypassed the screening scam until she reached her gate. Now, I've seen
Absolutely. There's the, you know, you could just sort of walk out of the exit area, and there's supposed to be a TSA agent sitting there.
Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't.
Well, you know, that's because bureaucrats have a tendency to be kind of sloppy on their jobs,
right?
Because who cares?
And there have been issues where people have been caught coming in through the exit and have gotten in quite a bit of trouble. In this case, she managed to go enter through the exit unmolested. No
right.
one noticed. But she figured it out. Anyway, Becky says, I don't know about you, but at that point I'd be thinking, yeehaw, score one against the police state. I'd probably brag to all and sundry about my coup, but later on. Given the cowards, imbeciles, and snitches that currently crowd the airports, I wouldn't breathe a word until I was safely home. But not Dumbo. She promptly set about earning our designation by blabbing to an employee of JetBlue, which is like breaking out of prison so you can tell the first cop you see about your exploit. Naturally, the gate attendant ratted her out to the airport police. Dumbo was then escorted to the security checkpoint and interviewed by the NFTA, the Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority, according to TSA spokesbureaucrat. Get this, Dumbo was on her way to New York City. No doubt our street-savvy sharks have had a field day with her. Ever notice how police states need multiple goons to handle security breaches, even when the culprits are too stupid to breathe, let alone cause trouble? This woman of grandmotherly age posed so grave a threat that the NFTA thugs called their TSA counterparts for backup. Remember what happened when you had a little issue at the airport, Mark?
Yeah, well,
they surrounded you.
It was awful. There was, you know, there were like seven cops and a dog.
And you aren't a lady in your 50s.
It's just crazy.
No real terrorists have shown up at American airports since 9/11. That leaves the TSA with its $6 billion annual budget and a constitution in shreds, looking a tad unjustified.
There was a guy in L.A. that didn't go through the gates, but he was at the airport.
Was there?
Yeah, as I recall.
I don't recall that. Anyway, and so it capitalizes on passengers like Dumbo by implying they belong to Al-Qaeda. Tragically, the big lie works. Too many Americans believe that folks who forget the penknife in their briefcase or carry 8 ounces of Listerine are, instead of three, are bad guys from whom the TSA protects us.
Right. It's ludicrous. A friend of mine's a cop. He can conceal carry on an airplane, but they've confiscated his toothpaste before because it was too big. Do you understand? The man had a 45 strapped to his, you know, inside of his belt, but they took his toothpaste because these people are idiots.
The agency forsook its M.O. in Dumbo's case. Authorities believe the woman didn't mean to breach security and it was an innocent mistake, according to the article. Well, what gives? Thousands of other equally innocent terrorists have suffered emotionally and financially from the TSA's fines and threats of imprisonment. Perhaps the agency senses a kindred moron here and is extending professional courtesy. Dumbo will face no charges. Many people that enter into similar circumstances have not been exactly given a pass.
No, they love to give charges, even though they have no legal ability to do so. They are not given the ability to issue fines, but they do.
Dumbo was obviously harmless to everyone but a seatmate hoping for intelligent conversation. Anyway, she'd confessed her sin at the first opportunity, but those facts didn't keep the TSA from launching into its usual, "You're all about to die, so we, your benevolent rulers, will make your last moments as frustrating silly and uncomfortable as we can, Blitzkrieg. First, the TSA shut down the security checkpoint. No, I don't know why either, except that this is the TSA's standard response to every question, hiccup, glitch, or problem, since the agency's other response is to force passengers who've already endured a search to line up for a second one, you might think the idiots would keep all of the checkpoints up and running. Nor did closing the checkpoint end the hysteria. According to the original story, the east and west concourses were then evacuated, and in another flourish of the police state, just to underscore the danger from which it was saving everyone, bomb dogs were brought in, while the concourses were found to be safe. Well, big surprise there. Thousands of passengers needed to be rescreened. Oh, get off it, says Akers. They didn't need to be screened the first time, let alone rescreened. This absurdity took 93 minutes, from the time the TSA closed the checkpoint at 4:27 in the afternoon until affected travelers were all back on their way by 6 p.m. When will good Americans like Dumbo learn that cooperating with Leviathan only brings grief to themselves and their fellow serfs? Nevertheless, those passengers who frantically shuffled schedules and plans can rest assured that our masters have their best interests at heart. According to one of the bureaucrat's spokespeople, they said that the NFTA police and staff did everything they could to speed the gate re-sterilization process. Poor bureaucrat should have quit while he was ahead and sounding like only half a horse is patooey. Instead, he went for broke by adding this, quote, "We made a conscious decision to sweep the West Concourse first so TSA could restart the screening process and have a secure space to direct passengers. Geez, my unconscious decisions aren't this loony." Doug also promised, "It's a serious breach, and it's one I know the TSA is going to take any steps necessary to make sure it doesn't happen again in the future." Yeah, right. Fat chance the agency will take the most obvious step of all, shutting down not just a checkpoint nor a concourse, but its whole unconstitutional self.
This the woman who just decided here that she was going to talk to the cops. She's just an idiot. That's all.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
and everyone else was inconvenienced as a result of it, because the TSA, as Becky Akers points out, does the same damn thing every time. Even though they had the woman in their possession, they treated it as though there was an unseen enemy loose in the airport.
Well, that's because they are a bureaucracy of no consequence.
Yeah.
They have no real good point for being
there. No one's
going to
get their pay cut.
They're not making us safe. The fact is they miss something like 50% of guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on.
800.
I mean, of course you're going to do stupid things to try to make yourself seem worthwhile if that's the case.
1-800-259-9231. The solution, of course, is to get rid of the TSA, take the airports out of the hands of the government, and let the marketplace handle all of this in competition. We'll make things go a lot smoother. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TiboTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TiboTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TiboTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TiboTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TiboTech.com. That's TiboTech.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Live Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those. And also, those features include the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners like you. Go and edit virtually anything you see there at wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. And if you go to Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live, as well as meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. 800-259-9231. To your phone calls, we go. It is Jim in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jim.
Hey, I appreciate your guys' program. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. What's
I don't agree with you about probably 30% of the time, and this is one of those times when you're dealing with the kids and their programming and, you know, the video games and those kind of things. And I've got some points, and I think if you hear me out, you'll be able to maybe see what I'm saying.
Go for it.
All right. You sort of made the point against what you're saying by the things that were said later, as in you guys would watch the Kung Fu movies, then you would go out and play Kung Fu. The gentleman that called in, a kid was running out in front of the first, like he had seen on a video game.
I don't think he said that, no. That's an inaccurate.
That does happen in that game, though. I said
which
that.
Game?
That's, Grand Theft Auto, you run out in front of cars and they stop for you. That's what happens.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so that happened in a game. I think the problem is that what we're doing is putting, when you were a kid and you watched the Kung Fu thing, you would go out and practice Kung Fu as you saw it on the video or on TV.
Mm-hmm. Horseplay,
okay, that was pretty much, that was you acting on something that you had never seen before, okay? And you were young enough to try it when you are, but, and that was, that made one, that made a point, okay, for you, for that particular area. When you take kids that are watching things that are beyond their realm of reasonableness or their reasonability, and you put them in situations like running out in front of cars to get them to screech on their brakes or stealing cars or killing people, you know, there's been a multitude of different news stories about kids that, you know, tried something on a kid, on a baby that they saw in a video game, and it killed killed the kid. You know, there's been many stories like that.
Well, I remember one specifically, but I don't remember many. But, you know, these things can happen.
Well,
sure.
We've already agreed that certainly young people can be influenced to some extent. But what was your, what's the point you're getting at?
The point I'm getting at here is that those videos, to expose them to so many of them on with so many different variables, you're going to have so many different people that have a particular, kids that have a particular bent towards one particular area or another, and they'll end up trying to duplicate those things because it's beyond their area of their ability to reason.
But Jim, wouldn't you agree, though, that it's the issue to, for the parents to deal with, and that it shouldn't really be dealt with anywhere else besides in the home?
You know, I would agree with you if we were living about 40 years ago.
You think parents were better 40 years ago?
Well, yes, I do.
Yeah, you're
wrong. And I'll tell you why.
The world's the same.
Well, okay, but hear me out. People were more responsible than they are in this day and age.
What, did you see that on Leave It to Beaver?
No, of course not.
No, that's just ridiculous. I mean,
no,
they had crime.
All right, let me make this point then. If I am not correct, can't quite put into exactly what I'm trying to say here, but I see your point in the fact that you're trying to say that parents are the same, but they're not the same. Parents that have been exposed to a lot more things that have changed their type of behavior in this day and age are allowing more than they grew up with. Therefore, that same thing is continuing on, except it's becoming more and more extreme.
Well, okay, first of all, you're talking about an industry here, the video game industry, which has literally millions upon millions upon millions of players and very, very little, you know, actual fallout that you can point to. What is it that you propose? I mean, if you believe what you say is true, and I believe you do, that, you know, things are different these days and it's a bad situation, what is it you would have change? What's your proposal, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you. My proposal, I think, would be to limit these games, especially ones that deal with sex and murder.
Who will limit them?
To a particular age level higher than 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Okay.
I just would.
So who will be limiting them? The government?
Well, you couldn't. Yeah, I think, you know, because I don't think parents would. I think in order for the basis of society to continue, and I'm not a proponent of big government, believe me. I mean, I really agree with you guys.
Is society going to crumble because of violent video games? Is that what you suggested here? I'm sorry.
No, that's not what I'm suggesting. What I am suggesting is it is one component of society that will become more and more deficit, more and more weak, more and more violent.
I don't understand. I mean, I can't agree because I've played these games and I've played them my entire life. I'm a member of, you know, the younger end of Generation X, and I was raised on these games. And the people that I know are sensible individuals. I know people that play these things frequently. I don't have time for it these days, really. But I know that there are a lot of people around here in Keene, New Hampshire, that play these games, and they're all regular, well-adjusted people. So I just don't see it as a dire situation like you do. But I'd like to continue discussing the issue of exactly what your plan is. You said you want the government to get involved to prevent people over the age or under the age of, let's just say, 18 from getting their hands on these games. Clearly, there could be some sort of in-store sales restrictions, but how far would you take this? Would you make it so that a 16-year-old would not be able to play the games, and that if his 18-year-old brother was to purchase the game, should it be illegal for him to allow his 16-year-old brother to play it? How far will you go with this regulation?
Believe me, I understand your logic. I mean, I've seen you play this out. I've heard you play it out many times, and it has a logical basis. I understand. I don't know which way, how far to go. I would limit purchases like that to 18, but I would not make it criminal. I mean, I would do what I could do as a country for the morals and the character of the country.
And that's where you've gone wrong, Jim, if I may. That's where you've gone wrong, because your moral set, it's fine, whatever it is for yourself and your family, that's your business. But it never is at any point appropriate for you to force your set of morals and values and beliefs on someone else who may have a different set. And that's what you're talking about doing. And I'd like to point out that just because you would be limited in your enforcement or in your scope of this particular law doesn't mean that the politicians and the bureaucrats that write and execute these laws will.
Right.
They'll take it to the next
step. Texas Child Protective Services.
Right. They'll take it to the next step to where it'll be banned in the home of anybody who was under the age of 17. And they'll go even further than that to something we can't even fathom right now. It'll be totally totalitarian and scary. And I'd like to also point out that you can ban them from the stores if you want to, but that's not going to put a stop to it, because video games are a phenomenon. I don't know if you've played very many of them, but they are a multi-billion dollar industry that I believe recently surpassed the Hollywood movie industry. I don't have the statistics there, but it's turning into a huge industry. This isn't going to go away because some legislation is passed. It's going to go underground. It's going to go on the internet. It's going to go to downloads. And if you ban these games or ban their purchase from young people, you'll just find 16-year-olds programming their own violent games on the internet. You're never going to stop this, Jim. So what you have to do is just focus on your own family and focus on imparting your value set to them and make sure you get that job done, because that's really the only thing you have any influence over. And I'd like to thank you for taking the call or taking the time to call. Thank you, Jim. 800-259-9231. We'll try to sneak you in here if you're on the line, or if you want to get on the line. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Abacore 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Abacore's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Abacore's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Abacore and receive Boost just for trying Abacore. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacoreRadio.com.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. We'll sneak in if you make it now. 800-259-9231. Again, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can join Free Talk Live online and enjoy all the features on our website for free. If you like the show and you like what we're doing here, then we ask that you become an amplifier. Join the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You get perks. You get access to the AmpOnly toll-free call-in lines, the chat room, forum. All of the details are at amp.freetalklive.com and the perks and the bonuses that you get. But the main reason is to become an amplifier is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and help bring new internet listeners on board with the program and thereby expose more people to a message of freedom and liberty that they so desperately need to hear, because there are so many people that are like Jim in Montana who agree with us on a number of different issues, whatever they might happen to be, from wherever they come from on the political or belief system spectrum. And that's good, because we're pretty agreeable guys, and so they'll start to listen and they'll agree with us on a bunch of stuff, and then they'll hear things they disagree with, and eventually our ironclad logic will bring them on board 100%.
Well, I don't know if it's our logic. Liberty's logic is, okay, however, difficult to argue with.
Right, and just one more thought on what Jim had to say. The suggestion that, you know, he's got this morals, you know, he's got these morals that he believes in and he wants to impart them to his family. The problem, though, with Jim is that he wanted to impart his morals by force on the families of other people. And that's what needs to stop. It's one of the things that needs to stop. I mean, certainly government is a whole other issue with, you know, taking people's money by force and doing what they want with it. And we certainly talk about that enough. But one of the things that, if you ever want government to leave you alone, you have to get to the point of understanding that other people, if you allow them to be free, are going to make choices that are not necessarily what you would make for yourself or your family. And if you can get to the point in your life where that's okay, where that doesn't bother you, where you can allow that to happen and still have a wholesome, good life and do what you think is right in your life and just forget about what those other people are doing, then you've really taken a step in the right direction. Because number one, you're never going to be able to control people. You're never going to. You can set whatever laws that you want to out there, and the fact is, people are going to do what they can to get around them. They're going to dodge. They're going to duck. They're going to avoid. They're going to look for the loopholes, and they're going to just either, if there aren't any loopholes, they're going to ignore the loopholes. They're going to break the laws. So it's a fantasy to believe that you can get other people to modify their beliefs to what yours are. Get over it. And Build the life that you want for yourself with the people that agree with you. Focus on that instead of concerning yourself with the actions and the beliefs of others. Okay? Then we can all get along. 800-259-9231. Mark, any comments? Otherwise, we're going to the phones.
Yeah.
All right. We go to Cliff, who's on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Cliff. Cliff, California. Going once. Cliff.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Cliff, what's on your mind, sir?
Yes, I'm not in California. I'm actually in Miami.
You're in California now. Go ahead, Cliff.
Anyways, listen, I had a couple of comments or questions for you guys, really.
Yes, sir.
The first is, I was thinking about moving to New Hampshire next summer.
Okay.
But my one concern is, you know, I looked up in New Hampshire and other sites in New Hampshire, and it seems that the black population is kind of small. So,
yeah, it's probably the whitest state in America. I don't know if that's true or
Vermont's
not.
Vermont's pretty white too.
I'll tell you, if you come to Keene, I'll be happy to see you. I'm assuming you're black.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Well, there
certainly are some here. It's not a large portion of the population, but you don't have to hang around with black people, you know?
No, I have no problem with that. My question is this, really. Basically, how are race relations over there? Because my girlfriend's white, and she's pregnant right now.
So I think
next summer, we'll have a kid that's, you know, half white, half black. So I'm trying to figure out how that would play and basically how, I guess, the people that live around that area are, generally speaking.
I'll tell you, I think that it's really easy, and I'll show you the logic behind it. But today I was at a sandwich shop, and I saw a black guy coming in with a white girl, and she was a particularly attractive white girl, and you know how that bothers some people, especially in the South. And I can't say that at one point in my life it didn't bother me. I can't say that that's true, but you know the. No, I don't think anybody even looked at him. Certainly, they got nothing was said.
Well, at least this part of the state, Keene, is more of kind of the liberal area of New Hampshire, so presumably more open-minded people would be here. And also, our friends, the Free Staters, they love, you know, anybody as long as you love liberty. So,
right. And usually, what you have a problem with ethnic groups where they battle the most is where they actually have concentrations. You know, the Koreans and the Japanese, they live close to each other, and there's concentrations of them. Blacks and whites or blacks and Mexicans and those kind of things, they live close to each other, and there's groups of them. Here, black isn't an issue because black people aren't an issue, you know? They haven't had any issues with that. You know what I'm saying?
Hello? Oh, he's gone. I was just looking at the call screening thing here, and it said Cliff is gone. I think Cliff's right here. We're talking to him, and he's gone. Cliff, if you got disconnected, man, that was certainly not our fault.
But you're not getting back in time.
Well, he might be able to. You can always try to sneak a call back in here. I'd love to continue that conversation because we didn't hang up on him. Let's continue here and talk to Jeff. No, not Jeff. Let's try instead Tom, listening to KMED in Medford, Oregon. Hello, Tom.
How are you fellas doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just, you know, I've been thinking about a lot of things that are happening. And do you fellas understand, well, first off, you know, the old Thomas Jefferson said, we need to water the tree of liberty with both the blood of the patriot and the tyrant each generation. And somebody's been forgetting to take the bucket over to that tree, and it's withering. But my question is, do you know what the definition of nation as used in One Nation Under God in the Constitution means, the actual legal Bouvier's law dictionary version that was used for writing that?
I do not. I know that there is no such thing as a nation, but go ahead with what you're going to say.
Well, constitutionally, the word nation, one nation under God, is one ethnic or one race base of people who have a similar belief in the same God. Now, I understand you guys are probably more libertarian than anything else. I'm a laissez-faire, free market enterprise guy. Leave me alone as much as possible.
Great.
But there are limits that are bound by a set code and a set moral value. And you say, well, anybody's moral values. You see, that's loose. That doesn't really fly. That doesn't work. There has to be a common, that's why we have common law, and the common law is based on a common set of ethics and values.
That's easy. Now, that's easy. Do no harm. That's the only common law you need.
Okay, but now pornography shops do harm.
Before you go on, I think you've misrepresented what the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence is. What this one nation thing is, all I can remember that is the Pledge of Allegiance, which is, I believe, written by a Nazi.
That is true. Are you still there?
No, I'm still here. you guys are really good. You're just like liberals. You play that pull out them cards, boy. I'll tell you, you got your race card, your Nazi card. Do you deny
the pledge was written by a Nazi?
I don't know who wrote the pledge.
Francis Bellamy. He was a National Socialist, which of course in Germany is the Nazi Party.
Well. Nazis.
Go ahead with your point about morals. I want to hear his point about morals.
I just don't want the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence to be misrepresented.
Go ahead with your point. We're short on time.
It isn't misrepresented. It does say one nation. It does say one nation.
I can't look it up right now. I can't look up
the Declaration of Independence.
We're
going
to have to take your word for it. Go ahead with your point about morals, sir. Go ahead.
Well, without a common thread, without a common basic moral value, and without a common religious belief, a nation will die and wither on the vine. I can't remember the French general's name.
There's
now.
No such thing as a nation, though. It's just a concept. It's the nation is just a concept and idea in people's heads, sir. It doesn't actually exist.
The French general at the time of the American Revolution, who came over and observed America,
Lafayette?
He said that America was good. Yes, Lafayette said America
wasn't a general.
Was good. He said America was good because America believed in God, and when she quit believing in God, she'd quit being good. And you've got anything goes, especially amongst libertarian political beliefs. You can murder a baby, and as long as you murder your baby, and you don't murder somebody else's baby, as long as you print your pornography and you don't really cause any trouble for someone else. Well, you can have your kind.
What do you want to do? Put people in jail for porn, sir?
How much time? How much time would I get for my video, my VHS porn collection?
You should be swinging from a rope from a tree.
I should hang,
man.
You want to kill me for having porn?
You know what, Tom? I'd love for you to call back because this is an extended conversation I'd like to have with you, but we can't do it in 20 more seconds. So call us back next Saturday because we're only on Saturdays in KMED land, okay? And we'll talk to you more about this.
Would Jesus hang somebody for sinning?
Quickly back to Cliff. He's back with us from Miami. Cliff, I don't know what happened there, but you got about 20 seconds.
Hey guys, no, I just got disconnected. But I appreciate what the comments you're making about that, and I think I'll call you back next week and try to get more information. I guess if you guys can ask some of your listeners to call in about that, then live in New Hampshire. But the last
call again some other time, man, because we'd love to hear from you. You got 10 seconds if you can spit it in. Go.
And that's everything. I'll call you guys back next time.
Yep, sounds good. We're on 6 days a week. You can join us online between now and Monday at freetalklive.com. Hope you have a great and safe and fun weekend.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Doctors are